The year before, after Dylann Roof shot to death 9 African-American parishioners at a South Carolina church, the FBI acknowledged that lapses in its gun background check system allowed him to illegally buy the .45 caliber handgun he used in the massacre. And in 2011, the FBI received a tip from Russian intelligence that one of the Boston Marathon bombers had become radicalized and was planning an overseas trip to join radical Islamic groups. The FBI in Boston investigated him but found no nexus to terrorism. The Orlando shooting provoked more second-guessing in late March when the shooter's widow, Noor Salman, was acquitted on charges of aiding and abetting him and obstructing justice. The jury foreman pointed to inconsistencies in the FBI's accounts of the disputed admissions that agents said Salman had made, according to the Orlando Sentinel. The judge also scolded the government after an FBI agent contradicted the government's earlier claims that Salman and Mateen had cased the club. The concern about FBI testimony in major terrorist prosecution underscore a larger question. Are people less likely to believe what the Bureau says these days? In January, a federal judge threw out all the criminal charges against the renegade Nevada cattleman Cliven Bundy, his two sons, and a supporter who had been in an armed standoff over unpaid grazing fees. Judge Gloria Navarro accused the government of outrageous and flagrant misconduct, citing failures by both prosecutors and the FBI to produce at least 1,000 pages of required documents. The judge said the FBI misplaced or perhaps hid a thumb drive revealing the existence of snipers and a surveillance camera at the site of the standoff. A related case in Oregon grew out of the 2016 takeover of a wildlife refuge by Bundy's sons and their followers. That has not gone well for the FBI either. An agent at the scene, W. Joseph Aristorita, is now charged with 5 criminal counts after prosecutors say he falsely denied shooting twice at an occupation leader who was fatally shot by police, who said he appeared to be reaching for his handgun during a roadside encounter.